The Daily Dribble. And welcome back to the Daily Dribble podcast, guys. As always, I'm your host, Nick Zammit, here with the final episode before postseason basketball kicks off. The energy is electric, to say the least. I'm certainly chomping at the bit to get into to basketball that actually means something. For lack of better words, you know, the regular season is fantastic in its own right, but when the stakes go up that extra notch, that's when the NBA is at its absolute best. We've got a big show in store for today, guys. I'm going to rattle through some very quick odds and ends momentarily before going into my playing predictions. Now, I'll explain a little bit more in a moment, but that was certainly harder than I'd anticipated. But as I said, I'll get into that in a moment. Before we do so, though, a big shout out to both Stadium Scene and The Cover. Absolutely thrilled week in and week out to be a part of those two fantastic networks who continue to do tremendous things in showcasing my work here at The Daily Dribble, as well as a whole host of other content creators in and around Australia, New Zealand, the US and Canada. So very, very thankful for all their continued hard work and support. Likewise to you guys out there, the listeners, whether you're a listener on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, watching this one on YouTube, you guys continuing to tune in week in and week out absolutely means the world to me. Loved all the engagement that came across the socials as well during the week. So if you're not already following them, be sure to go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok to keep up with all the latest news from the NBA and the NBL. Put up a reel during the week just off the back of my episode last week, giving my top 10 championship power rankings. Now, there was a lot of debate surrounding that one, namely around the OKC Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves. A lot of people displeased at, well, essentially me not having them in that top 10. I love it, though. I love it. I love that you guys are, you know, so passionate about it. It would be a very boring world if we all shared the same opinion. So be sure to keep that coming. You know, I love debating with you guys. I love contrasting opinions. So be sure to keep that coming on this week's episode. Alrighty, let's rattle into some odds and ends very quickly here. Starting first and foremost with the news that Isaiah Thomas has signed with the Phoenix Suns for the remainder of the season. Now, I actually think he could do a bit of business here if needed in limited game time. Great to see that his hard work and perseverance has paid off. Got offered that 10-day contract, and the Suns have liked him enough to actually grant him the opportunity to be in and amongst them for the remainder of the season. Time will tell if he actually sees the court or not. You'd probably lean towards not, but hopefully that does eventuate, and hopefully that can continue, into next season and hopefully a roster spot there for IT. Also during the week, Steve Clifford announced that he was stepping down as the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets at season's end, which for them is in a couple of days' time. He's at the moment working to finalise a deal with the front office to secure a role, should I say, within the front office for the franchise. They will certainly be hoping that, you know, his experience translates into success in the front office, but also by getting a new coach, a lot of heavy hitters in terms of assistant coaches being the top candidates at the moment, but they'll be hoping a new coach, a fresh perspective on things, will hopefully coincide with some more wins on the board, because it's been a very lean couple of years at the moment. During the week also, Giannis went down with what looked like a nasty injury. Thankfully, news came out over the course of the last 48 hours or so that he avoided serious damage to what was thought to be a left Achilles problem. Best case scenario, it looks as if it's a strained calf at the moment. Calves are typically tricky little areas to get right. Looking at a timetable of probably at least 1 to 2 weeks. But with that, the Bucks will certainly be hoping to get him back ASAP in their quest for another title. They certainly need him at 100%. Anything less than they will fall short, you would imagine. And finally, the Boston Celtics have agreed on a 4-year, $135 million contract extension for Drew Holiday. Came over in the offseason, is declining his $37.3 million player option for next season to sign a longer-term deal that will see him through to the completion of the 2027-2028 season. Now, with that extension, he's going to save the Celtics several million dollars on the cap for next season, and it just aids in keeping that star-laden core together. Pardon me. Got a question to throw out to you guys. Could the Boston Celtics be the next NBA dynasty? Now, if you look at the lay of the land at the moment, there's some really fun and up-and-coming teams, namely in the OKC Thunder, the Orlando Magic there in the East as well. But the Celtics are currently constructed as a team to win right now. And with that core that's still young enough, they've taken their lumps in the playoff, they are still young enough that if they all stay together, they could be an absolute juggernaut over the course of the next couple of seasons. Could they be the next dynasty in waiting? It's an interesting thought, to say the least. I'd love to know from you guys out there if you agree. I certainly think there's that potential there. They're certainly the championship favourite going into this season. If you tuned into last week's show, you will know that I put them as my number one in my championship power rankings. They look poised for big, big things. And with JT, Jaylen Brown there at the helm leading this team with Porzingis, Drew, they look set for really big things over the next couple of seasons. So dynasty, it is a big call, but if any team at the moment is fit to be labelled a potential dynasty team, they are certainly it, I think. Okay, guys, let's move ahead. Let's try that again.
The Daily Dribble.
Yeah, there we go. Soundboard on point there. Well done, Nick. Absolutely. Pretty tech savvy I am over here. As I said, playing predictions this week, I'm recording this one on Saturday. The standings are currently, there's hairs in it. There is literally hairs in it. Most teams have two regular season games to go. There's a big slate of games on as I record this one today. So it's made kind of doing these predictions quite difficult. Now, as I said, two games to go. The West is that close that my predictions, as I say these, could be off by the time you listen to them, just due to games over the course of today, tomorrow, the next day, altering those standings. But you'll get a feel for how I've done it once I get into it. The East is pretty set. So let's start with the Eastern Conference. In the 9-10 matchup, it looks set to be the Chicago Bulls playing host to the Atlanta Hawks. In this one, I'm going to take the Hawks. Now, I feel like they have just more match winners, more players that could go off and actually win you a game, namely Trae Young, DeJounte Murray in particular. The Bulls are going to be very, very reliant on huge performances out of DeMar DeRozan and Nikola Vucevic. You could probably look at Kobe White as well, being the tertiary player that needs a big game there. But I just think the Hawks are a far superior team offensively. Despite their defense being poor, I feel they'll be better suited to pick up on that end than the Bulls will be to find good offense. I think it's going to be an absolute slog, though. The Bulls having home court advantage certainly helps them. But the player I've got to watch out for in this matchup is Bogdan Bogdanovic. Now, we've seen what he can do when he catches fire, and it is a regular occurrence. But I think a big performance from him will go a long way in terms of the Hawks winning this matchup. Averaged 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists a game this season, whilst going at 37.5% from 3, a little bit down on his career average. But that isn't to say that he couldn't go absolutely bananas and, not single-handedly, but certainly play a big role in the Hawks winning this matchup. The Hawks win that. The Bulls, for me, bow out. Take nothing away. They've certainly surpassed what I thought they could do, especially once Zach LaVine went out. Again, another bit of a middling season for them. Hopefully Lonzo can come back, depending what they do with LaVine. It's given really great exposure to those younger players, Pat Williams, Kobe White, to get really good reps in the season and elevate their game to that next level. But, I see the Hawks moving ahead in this one. Pardon me. To the 7-8 matchup, I've got the Philadelphia 76ers playing host to the Miami Heat. I really struggled with this one. I toed and froed with it for quite a while, but I'm going to go with the 76ers winning this one. Now, as great as the Heat's run to the NBA Finals was last season, I feel as if the East has just gotten far stronger. Running into Philly with the reigning MVP coming back just recently certainly doesn't bode well. Only played a couple of games since his return, but certainly looking as dominant a force as ever. I think Jimmy Butler, for them to have any chance of winning the Heat, he's going to have to put them on his back and be that primary scorer. Now, we mentioned probably more so than any other player within the league that when Jimmy switches from regular season mode to playoff mode, he goes from you know, arguably a top 25 to 50 player to a top 10 player within the league. He's going to have to do that once again. And as I said, he's going to have to be the primary scorer, you would imagine. That being said, I just don't think it'll be enough to win this one. Going to be an absolute battle for the ages. My player to watch out for in this matchup is Tyrese Maxey. With Embiid coming back, the dynamic has once again changed there in Philly. I think if they can get Maxey as that primary number two star, they're going to be really well poised for potentially a deep run within the playoffs. Maxey has shown throughout the course of this season that he is more than capable of filling that role. He's just doing it on a night-in, night-out basis, which is going to be very, very fruitful for Philly there. In the final last-chance matchup, that'll mean that the Atlanta Hawks play the Miami Heat down there in South Beach. Again, another matchup that I struggled to pick. I'm going to roll with Miami in this one, though. Again, I just feel they're a little more consistent as a team than the Hawks. Trae Young's elite is elite, to say the least, and so is DeJounte Murray when he wants to be, but both lack consistency. Their highs are very, very high, but their lows are also very, very low, which, you know, it's a real Jekyll and Hyde situation there for the Hawks. Hence, I think the Heat there will book their matchup with the Celtics in the first round, which they would certainly be feel confident going into. But the Hawks, I think they'll bow out. Again, somewhat like the Bulls, it'll be considered another middling season where they're just essentially treading water there. You feel if they should bow out and not make the playoffs, that there could be quite a lot of moves being made in the offseason. That being said, my key player for this matchup is Bam Adebayo. Now, Bam is so much more dynamic, so much more well-rounded compared to his opposite number there in Clint Capella. I think should, you know, Miami want to push the pace, Bam's a confident ball handler. He can get up and down the court on both and be actually a dominant force on both ends. Capella, likewise, just doesn't have the same touch around the rim, doesn't have the same engine. And I feel as if he could be in for a long day of doggies. I think this is really a point in which Miami can expose that matchup in the center position there. So rolling with Miami in that one. There you have it, guys. That is the Eastern Conference. Transitioning over to the West. Now, as I said, recording this one on Saturday, by the time you listen to it, it'll be Sunday or thereafter. I've based this one, so today the Warriors play the Pelicans, the Kings play the Suns, and the Lakers play the Grizzlies. Now, what I'm doing with this one is I'm basing my kind of standings on the fact that I think the Pelicans will beat the Warriors, the Suns will beat the Kings, and the Lakers will beat the Grizzlies. Hence, when you listen to this, the Lakers will be given a bit of a bump. Just prior to recording, they currently sit 10th at the moment. But based on those results today, I think they'll jump up to 8th. Therefore, that will mean in the 9-10 matchup, the Sacramento Kings will be playing the Golden State Warriors, the Kings hosting that one. The Kings have been undone a little bit as of late, just due to injuries and losing a lot of close games. Had a tremendous season, though, really built on the fantastic work that they did last season, making their first playoff in 2 decades, essentially. But I've got to roll with the Warriors here. They have players who I have considerably more faith in and have momentum on their side at the moment. They looked like they could possibly drop out of playing contention with the Houston Rockets hot on their heels a week or two ago. They've since weathered that storm, got themselves into a respectable position where, you know, if everything lines up, they could actually make that 7-8 matchup. But yeah, got a little bit more faith in them at the moment. As I said, though, taking nothing away from the Kings, I think they're certainly, they'd be disappointed if they bow out at this stage, but they are on the right trajectory. With everyone fit and healthy, with Fox and Sabonis leading that team, they're going to be well poised to be in and around the mix again over the course of the next couple of seasons. My key player in this matchup, though, is Andrew Wiggins. I believe he is the unsung hero of that Warriors team. You know, if the Splash Brothers aren't hitting their threes, someone's got to be there to actually keep that offense ticking over. And Andrew Wiggins is that guy. He really does fly under the radar with some of those bigger names, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Chris Paul. But he just goes about his business really well, can rebound the ball well, can actually knock down threes when needed, drive into the lane. He's a well-rounded player who probably doesn't get the flowers he deserves. So he's my player to watch out for in this matchup. Moving ahead to the 7-8 matchup, the Phoenix Suns will play host to the LA Lakers if everything goes according to plan, that is. So a little asterisk next to that. I hate doing it, but I'm going to have to take the Suns here. Now, a lot of people mentioned my biased opinions regarding the Lakers over the last week or so. I am very biased. I'm also a realist, so I am going to take the Suns in this one. I just think there'll be a little bit too much to contain for the Lakers to win this one. They're going to have to be essentially flawless. Now, with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, both of these players can go gangbusters. And I like it's a hard duo to contain at the best of times. I think Nurkic is going to be able to match that rebounding battle with AD. But I think the key for the Lakers, if they're to have any hope, is to keep that second unit firing when the stars are off. Looking at Spencer Dinwiddie, Taurean Prince, Gabe Vincent, Jackson Hayes, these type of players are going to have to be the ones who keep things afloat and potentially make up ground, you know, make up for the damage that the Suns starters do. That being said, my key player in this matchup, as I said, I have the Suns winning. My key player is Bradley Beal. All attention is undoubtedly and deservedly going to go to KD and Book. But Beal in his own right is averaging 18 points per game. Just think if the defense leaves him open, he could certainly help himself to a big game and help lock in the Suns' spot in the postseason there. Off the back of that, that'll mean the last chance matchup between the LA Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, the Lakers hosting that one. Set for another matchup in the play-in, a star-studded matchup to say the least. You already know who I'm taking in this one, despite not giving them a chance against the Suns, or giving them the win against the Suns, should I say. I am taking them in their matchup versus the Lakers. You'd absolutely be dreaming to think otherwise. Other week we played them, and the Warriors did a hell of a number on us just due to their shooting from three. Absolutely shot the lights out. It's going to be crucial that the Lakers, everybody on board, comes along with LeBron in this one. They're going to need AD, D'Lo, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, Gabe Vincent, Spencer Dinwiddie. The whole roster is going to have to be on point in this matchup if they want to actually make the playoffs. I'm backing them in, though. My key player in this matchup is Austin Reeves, though. Been a little bit inconsistent as of late, but if his shooting can help offset what the Warriors are doing from three, just a little bit, the Lakers should and hopefully will book a spot in the playoffs. Guys, there you have it. As I said, it was a little bit, it was harder than I thought to predict this, just given the standings aren't set in concrete as of yet. But I tell you what, regardless of how it plays out over the last couple of days of regular season basketball, both in the East and the West, the play-in is set to be must-watch. I'm absolutely chomping at the bit to get into it. I hope you guys are too. I'm going to wrap it up there. I'm going to try and tune into a couple of games and see if hopefully what I've predicted here comes to fruition. If not, by the time you listen to this, I potentially won't have aged too well, but that's the game you play in the NBA. Every game matters. Till next week, though, guys, I hope you have a fantastic week. Continue to stay up to date with all of the socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok to get all the latest news from the NBA as we gear up for the most exciting part of the season. And continue to subscribe, like, comment, wherever you listen to the show, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or watching this one on YouTube. Certainly appreciate all the continued support there, guys. Nevertheless, enjoy the last couple of days of regular season basketball, and I will talk to you next week once we're into postseason basketball. Till then, guys, take care.